Now, do you have to do that?
What?
What's he doing now?
Now what am I doing? Yes,
what is he doing?
Are you taking the disc out already?
Yeah.
Don't. Okay. Please don't.
All right.
Please. It's a new. It's a new day. It's a new studio.
You know what? I have to say something positive about this experience. The air conditioning in here is cranked.
Kicks ass, doesn't it?
I mean, I am actually feeling that cold air right now. Mm-hmm. And baby. Do you remember seriously in the old joint? You knew it was the first real dog day of summer when you would turn the air conditioning on and it would completely quit. Yeah. It would completely die.
See, the thing is, Rob, the way this new studio has been set up, you see all that room over there? That's your room.
Okay.
That's your area.
You ought to get yourself a little chair. Didn't you have a chair in the old place? Why don't you sit over there and make yourself comfortable so you're not bugging him?
I had a chair.
You had a chair?
Give him the chair.
What happened to your chair?
It's under Buzz.
Oh, it's under...
Oh, would you like it back?
Buzz.
No, but you
well, Buzz has
chair.
To have well, a chair.
Now, hold on. Buzz does have the option, if he wants, of working stand-up.
Really?
You can.
At the new place, we can do that?
I mean, if you would like to stand up, knock yourself out.
Okay. Well, if Rob would like to sit down, he can certainly have this chair.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to ask both of you, what do both of you want? Do you want to stand up?
I'd be comfortable either way.
I thought,
of course he would.
See, here's
I
the thing.
I demand a chair now.
I had thought that Buzz had always wanted to work standing up.
I enjoy that. I think you have better breath control and better energy.
Not me.
Well, then go ahead and stand up.
I get the same exact effect of opening the diaphragm by reclining that all of you guys get standing up.
Sure.
And you'll be glad to know that Mike Liddy has asked for his only request here in the studio.
No, I had two. I've had two, and I had two. I'd like to point out, when did this whole thing start? How many months ago?
4 months ago with the new studio.
4 months ago. That was my, I said, as long as the level is fine. I said that 4 months ago.
You didn't say that to me.
No, I didn't say it to you because I was asked by other people, with the deal. I wasn't bothering. You were doing your thing and I was doing my thing.
And by level, you're not talking about like...
microphone level. No, I'm talking about the level. Do you see where I'm... Do you see how we're peering at each other right now through a network of wires and stuff? We normally have a little bit better line of sight. And it's because I am... seriously, looking at an 8-inch angle up and staring up at you, and I'm down here on the floor.
Down in a hole.
And it was different in the other place, and it's the only thing that I take from the other place that was actually good.
That Mike wants a rider, which is what we
have. Riser.
Excuse me. Well, you want a rider in your contract for
sure.
A riser,
yes.
Which is what they built for Lydia, the old
rider.
Place.
Yeah.
All
right. So I think what we're going to do is send Slow Joe out to Home Depot to get some plywood.
Right.
And see if we can't just fashion you something that would elevate your chair.
So that I could see you and also so that this table that I have over here that's designed to be, I don't know what it's designed for, what level, is not coming up to my sternum. that's all. That's my little thing.
Just below your chin.
You know, and I, as you said, when I came in here, that's when I would see it for the first time. And so these are the bugs that you work out.
Sure.
These are the things that you figure out. And, it's just a little weird, a little different.
Didn't bother you yesterday.
Killed me yesterday. I just didn't bring it up because we were in the middle of doing everything. Yesterday it was,
Is this how we're going to start the show every day now?
No.
Is it just going to be like every day?
All right.
Whatever is up Mike's ass is going to be.
Mike said one thing when he was asked. I don't care.
Mike,
I really. And
Mike
maybe
just
Mike
spoke
should've,
about himself in third person.
Maybe I should have said I care. Maybe I should have said that I care about certain of these things because we're working them out right now.
Sure.
And I don't think it's really that big a deal. It's just it was uncomfortable, and it's difficult for me to see you as it is right now.
I see you right now.
Of course, because you're up there, and I'm down here.
Well,
and normally,
stand up, then.
Well, I don't like to stand up. I sit down in the old place, you know? That's the way it works.
What if you... Well, okay, so what do you need? What is it today?
Hey, you know what's funny?
What?
What's funny here is that I don't need a lot. I really don't need a lot.
Right.
It's just you're mentioning it. My needs... are discussed on the air, and I don't need
them discussed
on the air.
Here's the thing, because they're not discussed with me off the air.
Well, yes, they were. You just found out when I asked Rob when I came in today, I need a little riser.
No, you didn't. I found out when Buzz came up and snitched.
Snitched on what?
What's pissing me off
right now?
What's that?
I'm being painted, and this I'm not going to accept this. I'm being painted as Mr. High Maintenance
here. Hold on.
And I have asked for zip in here.
Hold on.
I really have. What?
Hold on. Just a moment.
What?
I'm in here. You were in here in the studio for about an hour before the show.
Yes.
Right? I'm working on the equipment and stuff. You were sitting there having your food. I went up to the office for a second. Buzz comes up with his news sheet, right. And he says, hey, incidentally, heard Mike downstairs wants a riser.
Well, I was talking about things I needed as well.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, these are the little
just
things.
Gotta tell you, Mike.
These are the little things that are, you know, going to be hopefully taken care of.
We'll get this fixed for you.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine. I just don't want to be. Why am I feeling as though I am the needy one here? Why am I feeling as though I'm high maintenance?
Well, maybe I feel that way because
you feel that I'm high maintenance.
No. Well, in this case, yes, because to me. Now, yesterday, we all had a goofy day in here, and right. I really didn't have a good day because I'm trying to learn how to run all this crap, and I didn't have a chance to get in here. Really, and I'm not complaining because this is exactly what I wanted. These studios are great.
Okay. Yes.
Walk a mile in my shoes and try. I'm trying to figure out how to get 8,000 different pieces of equipment working. Your big concern is the fact that your console is 4 inches too low.
Rob said 5, probably about 4 or 5, between 4 and 5 inches. And really, when you're dealing with a thing where you're working, it's like if you were sitting at a table that you were going to have dinner at or write a term paper at,
right.
And the table's 5 inches higher than it needs to be. You're kind of writing up here as opposed to, you know, at a normal height where a table, where a desk would be. Anybody that was like doing work at a computer station, at a workstation,
right.
This would be up too high. That's it.
Way too high.
That's all it is.
It's up to your armpits.
It is, technically. That's where it is. It's at the armpit
level.
Well,
how did you make it through yesterday, then?
I'm a trooper.
Trooper.
I'm a trooper.
Professional.
Thank
Look
you very
up.
Much.
Look it up.
And see, you've got everything you want over there, don't you? But you've got a few little bugs, like the little thing where you put your copy paper and all that. You know, everything's not just perfect, and I think we're all very happy because we've got great equipment, and we've got it. But there are some unfinished loose ends in here that have to be taken care of. Would you not agree to that?
I'm fine.
I know you are.
I'm fine. I'm really fine. I can see you fine. I didn't know that there was a problem. I wish you would have said something yesterday. We could have done something yesterday.
What the hell is going to happen? Nothing could happen.
Joe could have gone out to goddamn Home Depot to build you whatever it is that you need so that your chair is 5 inches higher.
Well, I mean, it's something that I addressed when I came in today, and you know, it's done. It's done. It's been addressed, and it's going to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should just know. I guess maybe this is why my feelings are hurt. I spent an hour.
I hurt your feelings now? How did I hurt your feelings?
I spent an hour in here with you today.
Yes.
Now, granted, I was working on the equipment, and you were reading the paper and eating,
right.
But we were chatting. You don't say a thing about it to me. I go upstairs. It's
well,
like
here's how I don't. I'm not going to. You're in here learning your new board, learning your equipment, getting everything working the way you want it to work. I didn't think that's the way that I'm going to address it. If I'm coming into you to bitch about my own stuff, I thought that I would go to Rob and tell him
right.
what I
oh,
need.
Oh, come on, like he can handle it?
Well, he said he ran out. Are you the person to go to if I've got a need or a
yes,
deal?
Yes, I hear.
All right, you want to know one? I asked for it, and you heard it today because I did say it while you were in here.
My computer.
A little workstation.
Yes.
Which I've never had. I have to borrow Joe's computer, and that's, you know, and I never... I have, what, 1% of the year that I will really need a workstation, but I'd like to have one. That's it. And then, other than that, I'm done. I'm out. I need absolutely nothing else.
Okay, good.
I need nothing else. Now, when you... Let's take a phone call.
I'd like to just start the show. So I just would like to start the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, hi, Don.
Oh, hi there, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Not Rob.
Right.
What? What do you want?
What's up?
Well, the phone numbers aren't working.
You got through?
Yeah.
You're here. What's the problem?
Well, your 800 number that says Canada gets answered at WJFK.
Why did you call the 800 number that says Canada?
Because I live in Canada.
Are you calling from Toronto?
No.
But if you're in Canada and you can use the 877 number... then why are we giving out the 800 number for Canadians?
That's a very good question.
Can you use 877 in Canada?
I can now. I couldn't before.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Me too. All right, we'll figure it out.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
And does he live in Canada? He just doesn't live in Toronto proper.
That was some sort of spy call.
where we have a new affiliate in Toronto, as you said yesterday.
We do, right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, howdy.
I just wanted to call Mike Adiva, that's all.
Yeah, F you. You know, really, I knew that. Well, of course. I'm a diva. I'm a diva because I asked for two things.
Mike,
what?
Can I just say one thing to you?
What?
How's your new sports car?
Perfect. It's great. It's great.
Didn't you just get a new car today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just today.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I did.
Is it fun?
It's wonderful. It's delightful. It's great. I'm in a fabulous mood because I got a new sports car.
I would think so.
I am. I'm really happy. I am.
If you pulled it into the studio, maybe you could sit on the hood.
Maybe I could sit on the roof. The hood wouldn't cut it.
Oh, I did, because you had to get yourself one of them tarantulas.
Hi. How you doing up there? Hello.
Okay,
hello, I'm down here.
Before we continue, hold on. Oh, Golden Boy music, right. Oh, there he is. But he's not the Golden Boy because he doesn't have his riser. And he doesn't have his computer workstation yet.
But he will.
All he has is his brand new German automobile.
Life's pretty good.
Yep.
And I happen to see his picture in the newspaper today.
It is.
Again.
That's one of the many times.
What do you do this time?
Let me just say, you can't believe everything you read in the paper.
True.
I'm going to start calling you Star. Like Star Jones.
Yeah, and I probably have the same future she has.
Oh, that's right, because Barbara Walters and I are getting together.
That's right. Going to S-can me. Just after I sign the new lease.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys, what's up? Hey, man, Don, chill out, man. You're so uptight right now about Mike. Golly, excuse him for wanting a couple little things and not mentioning to you, Master. You know, gee.
Hey, listen, Ass, can I explain to you? You know, again, and go ahead and laugh when I call you Ass. Obviously, you've been called it before. I guess you just don't get it from my standpoint over here. I'm trying to run a lot of goddamn things. I want everybody on the show to be very happy.
What's the point of having a producer if you're the one doing all this, getting a riser and a computer workstation?
Because my producer's a pussy.
Oh, okay. I don't buy it.
Are you a pussy?
No, I'm an ape.
You were an ape yesterday. You were an ape yesterday.
He's capable of telling Joe to go do something.
No, can I tell you something about him? And I love him. He's a great producer. But Jesus Christ, yesterday, 2 minutes before we're going to go on the air, when they are just figuring out if the studio is going to work or not, there's some minute problem. And Rob's answer is to send John, our assistant producer, all the way back to Virginia to the old station,
mm-hmm.
where he would virtually just stand in front of a machine and push a button every 20 minutes. That's how Rob decides to handle a problem.
Well, and I should tell you that really, we're all whiners in this business. I don't think I'm the only one that's whined a little bit about everything.
You're not whining.
And, well, shut up for a second, because I was whining today. The thing is that it's all new, and change is difficult for people. We've been in the same place for 15 years, so we're all getting used to it.
Rob simply, in a lot of cases, reacts badly under pressure. Stuff was happening yesterday, and Rob said, like, we'll get back to the station. I said to him, why the hell are you sending the assistant producer back to the radio station where he can't do anything? Oh, I'll call him to have him come back. Same thing with Mike's riser.
Mm-hmm. What,
you know how Rob would have handled it? Rob would have probably called someone in corporate, talked to one of the engineers, would have fumbled around. Oh, just slow down. Would have fumbled around with email. And you know why me, as you called me so eloquently, Master, you know why I should handle it? Because I use my friggin' brain. I said, bring Joe, shut up and listen. I said, Joe, get in here. We're going to send Joe to Home Depot. He's going to build Mike what Mike needs temporarily.
Yeah, temporarily, because once all the bugs are fixed in the new studio is going to be just the way it should be for guests and for people on this side of the console.
To finish this diatribe, yesterday was a very stressful day for all of us.
Yes.
I felt that the first hour of the show totally got away from us, and I didn't want to start today's show with right out of the chute, you know, here we go. Even though I brought it up, mm-hmm. I didn't know that it was going to turn into all of this.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's not boring radio. It's fun to listen to.
Oh,
shut up.
You're just making trouble for everybody.
Just get out of here.
I don't like you, and you're not my friend.
Could you just get out of here?
And I'm very uptight because I did make that financial commitment today.
You'll be fine.
And like anything else, when you do that, it's just a little nerve-wracking.
Well, I've always found when you on a day when you have your picture in the newspaper, that's a good day to go buy a new car.
It was a pre-scheduled meeting. I actually went out yesterday. But they knew it. They knew it, too. Hey, give him the good deal.
That's Golden right.
Boy.
Give him the really good deal. And it was one of those deals where I looked in my rearview mirror as I was driving off the lot, and I saw the guys that sold it to me. I saw them all going,
like the Albert Brooks movie.
Oh, my God. Okay. Sucker.
Hold on. I got to start.
So long, fat ass.
I got to start.
Wow. I can't believe we sold him that model.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.